Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world of geeks. And TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world of geeks. This week in geek, this week in geek.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to yet another Twig DVD commentary. I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd, and we are continuing our kind of sort of random Fred Decker movie retrospective. Today, we're looking at the DVD version of The Monster Squad. Yay! But I'm not alone as I trek through the streets of whatever the hell this city's called, tracking down monsters. I'm joined with...
Yes, your resident Transylvanian, Scott Lagosi.
You know... I only really saw the original Dracula last year.
I haven't finished. I was watching it, and then I got, what do you call it, tied up in things doing, but I liked it.
Yeah, I saw it on the big screen at my movie theater, actually. Cineplex did this thing for last Halloween. They showed Dracula and Frankenstein.
I wanted to go see that, but stupid work schedules screwed me over for that.
It was ridiculously fun, and they even had like an intermission between the movies, which I thought was kind of neat. Such a novelty. But anyway, today's movie, like I said, we're going to look at The Monster Squad, this 1980s horror action comedy thing, where basically these couple of kids in the small town have to team up to fight the Creature from the Black Lagoon, the Mummy, Dracula, Frankenstein. Have I left anybody out? Did I mention the Wolfman?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So they gotta fight...
The swamp creatures on this.
Yeah. So we're gonna look at this through the lens of Fred Decker, who you might remember from such cinematic masterpieces as RoboCop 3. He also did Night of the Creeps, which is one of my favorite horror movies. And he also did some other cool stuff. He actually contributed story ideas for the movie House, which is another horror movie from the 80s, and Ricochet, and I think that's a... I want to say that's a Van Damme movie. Nope, I'm wrong. That's Denzel Washington and John Lithgow.
Denzel Washington's like the black Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But cool stuff. So yes, that's what we're going to look at today. So yeah, and he also did a lot of stuff for Star Trek Enterprise, surprisingly enough.
Wow.
So, yeah, Fred Decker, he most certainly gets around. So, like I said, we're going to be watching this on DVD. So, let me get into the main menu for this, because I was setting up the audio options prior to this. So, hopefully we won't be blowing out your speakers with the random stuff in the background here. So, we're on the main menu.
Might as well say there might be a parade going on, so hopefully that does not pick
up. Yeah, we're recording this... during my hometown's Fiddleville.
Fiddlefest.
Is it Fiddlefest or Fiddleville?
Fiddlefest.
Fiddlefest? Whatever.
I guess Shelburne's Fiddleville and the event is Fiddlefest.
Yeah, so... And although there was a random rock concert in our backyard last night.
Yeah, man, that was pretty sweet.
That was pretty cool. Alright, so we are starting the movie. I'm hitting X on the PlayStation controller. Your counter should now see the hole to the abyss. Your counter should read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You should see the TriStar unicorn?
Pegasus. Great wings that are painted on. Love it.
Yet, I remember a lot of TriStar movies from when I was a kid, more so than anything else.
I remember TriStar in Columbia.
Mm-hmm. I remember randomly, I think TriStar is a company who did the Look Who's Talking movies.
Probably.
100 years ago, before the story begins, it was a time of darkness in Transylvania. A time when Dr. Abraham, Von Helsing, and a small band of freedom fighters conspire to rid the world of vampires and monsters and save mankind from the forces of eternal evil.
And Simon Belmont.
They blew it!
Now, if it was the Van Helsing from the Van Helsing movie that was fucking Wolverine, it might have been successful.
Oh, that scared me a bit.
It looks like the beginning of Castlevania or something, like Castlevania 1.
I just think of Symphony of the Night with Death there, who takes Alucard's powers away.
Yeah, and all his gear, like, haha, fuck you, dude. You know, that's one game I've never beaten.
I bought it on Xbox for like $1, and I gotta finish it.
Yeah. I played through about half of it on the original PlayStation, but every time you die, it takes forever for it to fucking reload. Ooh. See, they should get the guy who did the director of photography for this just to do the Castlevania movie. Which, last I remember, they were actually trying to do, and I think Uwe Boll had it, or somebody else.
Then Uwe Boll tries to get any video game franchise.
Which, I don't get why people keep handing him the fucking reins to it.
I don't understand.
Stop!
And it's not like he has the money to do it. He used to do them in Germany because they gave him good tax credits. Now he films them in Canada because he lives...
in, like, Richmond Hill or something.
No, he lives in Caledon.
So he lives just, like, down the street from him, more or less. Oh, yeah, you should probably adjust the levels on the mic there. I'm just noticing them spike on the one side. Yeah, turn me down a little bit. And turn me and on the master mix. Yeah, make them even. There we go. Stan Winston did the creature effects for this? Holy dog shit.
I apologize for that, folks.
No, he doesn't.
No, I really don't.
Yeah,
but
he fucking lies.
Professionalism. It somewhat exists in my soul.
Capitalism.
Wow, that's beautiful, actually, outside with that light hitting the cat, but I digress.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Yeah, that's another thing, too. Horror movies, it's so hard to watch them during the day and take them seriously.
I know, we're watching it, it's like, what, 1 o'clock?
In the afternoon.
1:18. So, man.
See?
Practical effects give
you exactly. Hollywood, remember this, practical is always better. Although, I think Dracula looks a bit like a pussy here.
Yeah, he kind of just looks like some asshole who's like, I'm going to dress as Dracula for Halloween.
Yeah, see, he looks like some fucking accountant.
He's like, I'm going to be like Bela Lugosi.
Which, I loved him in Dracula, man. To me, now that I've seen the original, that's Dracula to me. Then maybe Gary Oldman. Again with the villagers and the pitchforks. Shane Black. Why do I know that name?
Shit, I know that name too.
Let's look him up. Let's look.
I think we both are like, Shane Black, holy shit.
Why the fuck do I know you?
Holy shit, that much TNT would have blown the castle.
He wrote Lethal Weapon. And Shane, he was an actor too. He was in Predator. Who the fuck was he in Predator?
Look at that fucking crossbow. Look at the accuracy he got with shooting a spike.
I think he was the guy. Yeah, he was Hawkins in Predator. That's not Jesse Ventura. That's not Forrest Whitaker or whoever the hell that guy.
The guy looks like Forrest Whitaker in Commando.
Discount Forrest Whitaker.
Look at the crazy laser effects on the. Look at this asshole. He doesn't even look like he belongs in the time period.
And of course, to have the virgin, she has to be barefoot. Although, we probably can't call her attractive because we don't know how old she is. I can say she is a cute girl without being creepy, I think. Good old rifles.
You can never have enough rifles.
Fucking zombies and shit, shoot it. Which Fred Decker did do stuff for Tales from the Crypt.
Phenomenal TV series.
I used to watch that every Friday night on Fox when I was a kid.
I've been trying to buy the DVDs, but those are getting rare to find. It's so expensive.
Why is that? Are they just like really small print run?
I think so. Well, like season one, I was able to buy at HMV a few years back for $15. Season two cost me $60.
Oh wow!
And season two is the hardest one to find. I can find every season after that, but they all cost between $40 to $60. And I can kind of justify it because like the content's all like pretty good. And
you know, I just kind of realized. I wonder if this was a rip on Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like Evil Dead. Yeah, because no. Well, Ash didn't summon the portal in Evil Dead 1. It was Evil Dead 2 where he did it.
Yeah, because that's when he goes right through it.
Yeah, to the army of darkness. Actually, you know what, folks? We're kind of stuck for what we want to do for a topic show in October. We're thinking either the Evil Dead franchise or Universal Classic Monsters. So, feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Let us know.
Yes.
Just going to turn this up.
Yes, they're beige.
Why,
no,
yes.
No, because my names were facing you. Nude pictures of me. Blackmail.
Discipline.
At least he's got a balanced diet.
Does he? Now, if you did that, you'd get your ass kicked today.
Like, look at that. How many movies in the 80s of kids, they always had their clubhouses.
Yeah, like, I always wanted one.
I always wanted my backyard. I always asked my dad why I couldn't have a treehouse. Because I always wanted a little area where I could just escape to and just, like, have my Legos up there when I was a kid, my action figures, maybe a radio, and just...
The last time I went into a clubhouse was my neighbors, the Timmermans. I remember this. We were rebuilding the ladder, and I took a hammer to the back of the head. I was prying out the nails, and yeah, it hit me right in the back of the head.
I'm a pedophile.
Science is real.
Well, technically, science made Frankenstein.
But say, yeah, you could make the argument
that monsters are made from science every day. Stephen King rules.
Smell like the 40s.
Don't you, like it's so many 80s movies. Yeah, those homos, you know? Those faggots and homos. They're just like spiders with human heads.
That eat dogs, cats, and rabbits.
Yeah, he eats her out, too.
Oh.
It was Fat Kid.
Now, sad fact.
Don't say he's dead.
He is dead. He died of pneumonia. Oh. And he was, like, a lawyer in, like, Los Angeles or something.
I keep reading this asshole who's in so many fucking movies and always a douchebag.
Yep. Oh. Which is kind of funny that they bring up Fat Kid. When I was, I just posted these videos to fucking YouTube. I had some kids say, "You're fat." Wow, really? I hadn't noticed. And I bet you that book he tore up was probably worth something.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, once again.
That's how I would swear to kid too. I said you're a fucking asshole.
Oh, you're a real tough guy.
Hey, oh. Forget about it.
I love this fucking River Phoenix looking motherfucker.
I love how cool you are if you're a kid smoking in.
Let's see who fucking EJ is. Ryan Lambert is Rudy.
Gotta eat it. Rudy? Voice crack.
motherfucker.
These movies are lost art.
His name is Jason Heavy. He's still alive. He was on the Wonder Years. That's where I know him from.
Fuck yes.
Wayne Arnold. Mmm, tastes good, doesn't it? Taste that humble pie.
Yes, he can.
See, honestly, this reminds me of, like, conversations we'd have. Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot drive a car. Wolf dork.
Jesus Christ, my dad used to call me Wolf dork when I was a kid. I forget all these weird movies he used to watch. He used to quote them to me and ask and say all these weird
scary
shit
German guy.
I loved it. When they talked to him, that scene like really hit me.
Mm-hmm. I love his voice too. He's like, nice pie.
We both are involved with monsters. Wolf
fat
dork.
Kid.
Only when he shows us his wolf dork.
I love that sad looking face. I'm like, aww. Phoebe the Feeb.
Shows us his
quiz.
Wolf dork.
Here, come hang out with a bunch of sixth graders. Okay. Wonder where...
I think that trope's one that's gone too, almost. That scary house, that scary person who you don't really understand, and then once you talk to them, they're such a kind soul who helps you on your quest. Holy shit! It's
oh!
Richie Alprio from fucking Sopranos.
I was thinking the guy from Four Rooms.
Hey, Tone, I need to get my money. Jesus, Roebuck would appreciate this.
Or Teddy. Fuck you, go
he
back
there.
He has
a real Al Pacino-y looking face.
Yeah, he's got a very and also a very distinctive way that he talks.
Yeah.
And this guy looks like fucking Steven Spielberg over here.
Yeah, he totally does.
Ooh.
Oh, the nets.
And the flashlight trope. I love that. And the mouse.
Look how scared he is, too.
You know, this movie would have been awesome had he killed Dracula right there with the flashlight, the mag light. Right here. Ow. Why do you hit me?
Oh, you used pine on my box. I am a friend. I love pine.
Now, here's my question. Why is this plane just transporting this stuff?
Museum or something?
That's a really neat effect, actually.
It's really good.
I think he would have been sucked into the rotors.
Yeah, kind of thing, but... Science is real, monsters are not.
Yeah, that's right. Dead, splattered. Wait a second, if it's the daytime, why isn't he dead?
I thought he can survive as a bat, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I thought he could, though, as a bat. It won't kill him. It's only if he's in his human form. That's what I thought, but I could be very wrong. I'm not in the monster club, obviously. Okay, this reminds me of Ernest's clubhouse in Ernest Scared Stupid. That was a badass clubhouse.
That was.
That's the one I always wanted. Ooh, yes.
Holy fuck.
Fuck, man. I know what I would have been doing if I had this fucking clubhouse.
Yep.
A fucking Kleenex right beside me on my clubhouse.
Look, monsters come and go, but tits are forever.
Oh, they're drinking a 40-ouncer.
Ooh. I can't think of another way to kill him.
Dog yawns.
Falling out a window onto a bomb.
Becoming Dr. Strangelove.
You know what? There hasn't been a really good werewolf movie. And don't give me that fucking Underworld bullshit.
Never watched that series.
Holy shit. There's a friend of mine. She loves these movies. And as far as I'm concerned, they're ripoffs of the World of Darkness stuff. I think someone told me it was like based off that. It was like a story and they changed it.
My uncle really loves it and always wanted me to watch it.
I think the first one was okay, but we are the Lycans. Like, fuck off. You're werewolves. Lycanthropes, okay. But the Lycans? It sounds like a fucking stupid Swedish metal band.
But then like, everyone uses that whatever the disease name is.
Lycanthropy or whatever?
Yeah, and they always try to use that now. Like, in Harry Potter, they do too. Like, everywhere. It's like, not werewolf as much. They have to be politically correct.
Yeah.
Because remember, science is real.
Yeah, because they're sufferers of a fictional disease. We can't discriminate here. Just like zombies are the living impaired.
And now it's like, not a disease. It's like, it's an infection that happens. They're infected, not zombies.
Yeah, that's true. And okay, so, for fun and snark, Dracula's driving around in a custom car with a hood ornament.
That effect always bugged me, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, with the skull there? Yeah. I thought that was really cool. So I love his mom just gave him the German version of the Necronomicon.
No, but apparently Groundhog Day Part 12 only airs one day.
Yep. Yeah, that's another thing, too. Part 12, which means, let's presume this movie takes place in 1987.
I like this. Did I hear plot? If went to Norway, it'd be Evil Ed.
That was Part 7. See, I can't remember. I just saw this the other day, too, where they call cheap horror movies, like, cheapy scaries or scary cheapies or something like that. I miss that era of horror movies. It's starting to come back now. There's a movie that came out a couple years ago called Hatchet, which is that return to old school horror. It's like
Kane Hodder?
Yeah, it's directed by Adam Green. Actually, I think I'm supposed to interview someone from that movie. Maybe by the time this is out, I might have.
Kane Hodder?
Maybe, actually. That or Daniel Harris.
I know you'd like to talk to Kane Hodder, probably.
That'd be really cool. I love people like that.
It's Amish. Oh, no, it's his mother.
You ever notice how most movie moms were at least attractive in the 80s?
Even in their very conservative garb?
Mm-hmm. She's not bad looking. I'm a cop. Stay for dinner. It's important. I'm a police officer, you
like,
stupid
how selfish
dick.
Could you get?
Yeah, like, seriously. Stay
and
for
now
dinner.
You love me, but I'm a stay-at-home mom, and your job is the reason why we have food on the table, but stay with me.
Or it's like, hi, I have to, you know, that whole thing called serve the public trust.
But he's out to see, made to be the bad guy.
I will say this. I prefer the way American cops dress compared to Canadian cops. I like the idea of the weird-looking cowboy hats. Oh, that was smart. You know, this town has an awful lot of bad luck for one night.
I know.
Mummies, werewolves, vampires.
The Amish.
See, now this is a... I think they said they wanted to remake this movie at some point.
MTV looking to do it? Like, MTV's been trying to remake a lot of classic films?
I think so. Monster Squad, this is one of the movies where I think you should never remake it. Because the 80s cheese is part of the charm.
And everyone does, people like, oh, we could perfect it, make it a perfect film. But that's not the appeal of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you remade Friday the 13th, you turned him into a fucking master electrician. When you remade Freddy Krueger, you almost thought he could have been innocent. On a side note, Jackie Earl Haley was kind of a pretty cool Freddy. But I digress. There's just certain movies you shouldn't touch. This being one of them. I'm a little optimistic about the remake of Carrie, because I like the girl who's going to replay Carrie.
Lori Morantz.
Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lori Morantz. I think it might actually be okay.
Well, she's a good actress, I think, especially mm-hmm. at a young age. I think she's going to make something of herself.
I hope so.
The thing is, not many child actors at all in this generation have really made themselves into something more than that.
You know who I liked, and I'm going to draw some heat for this. I really didn't mind Jaden Smith in The Next Karate Kid, but he's supposed to be fucking terrible in After Earth.
I didn't mind the new Karate Kid film. I thought it was okay. I thought it was an interesting take on the story.
Holy shit, old school Burger King.
I always wanted to have moments like this in 80s films where I just sit on my roof with a radio.
I've only ever done something like this once with my adoptive brother, Tyler. We were living in London, Ontario, and our bedroom, led out onto the roof. And it was just this little thing you could just sit on. He'd sit out there at night, play his guitar, I'd sit in the window and just kind of hang out and talk with him. Good times.
That would be phenomenal.
It was really cool, man.
That's up in a basement. They kept me locked
Cadaver.
Up.
Cadaver. And of course, we have pythons in this part of the world.
In middle America.
Yeah, just hanging out. Although I will say, this is some fantastic werewolf makeup. I don't remember enough of an American Werewolf in London to tell you if it's better. But it's the same team, I think, that did it. I'm pretty sure Stan Winston did that one, too.
What didn't Stan Winston do? He's great, man.
Look at my pimp cane! With Khufu here.
Oh, like, when you think of the mummy as a villain, like, I never understood the appeal of him. Like, you watch, I guess, the remakes of the mummy movie. I kind of understand, like, the danger, the threat he poses. But you look at this, like, I never understood the real threat of a mummy coming at me.
Yeah, because you could walk faster than he could get to you. Except, I guess, in the new one where he's like, I can teleport and shit.
I like those movies, though, quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, same here. See,
not the newest one, though. That sucked.
Yeah, the Dragon Emperor.
It had nothing to do with the actual mummy film.
See, I'm okay with them making the action-y remakes. Like, that was okay. To me, in my opinion, that was almost like the Indiana Jones of the mummy movies.
I always really thoroughly enjoyed The Mummy and The Mummy Returns.
I'm surprised no one's remade that yet, The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I just think they have no ideas of what they can really do with it.
Like, the classic Universal movies, you can remake, but they would serve no point. Because they remade The Wolfman a couple years ago.
With, like, Anthony Hopkins
or some shit like that. There's Kane from RoboCop 2.
That's ridiculous. Nuke 'em, baby.
Imagine the Dragon, the Wolfman, and RoboCop.
She's getting the nuke out.
Coming out with a big fucking chain gun. Oh, they're even using alligator clips. Maybe this is foreshadowing RoboCop 3.
Alligator clips are... Let's see if in Night of the Creeps they use alligator clips on something, because then we know Fred Decker's signature.
It's like a trope is alligator clips. Remember, kids, Dracula could take a direct lightning hit and be okay. Important safety tip. Thanks, Egon. I'm waiting. Oh, there we go.
The best only lightning hit him once, and it made it seem like it was constant lightning flow. And the second he wakes up, the storm subsides. Oh, never mind.
Although I did, there was something James Rolfe did, where it was like all the Frankenstein movies. There's like a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
Love that creature makeup though, man. For the from the fish creature.
And sleep with an open flame.
Yeah. So you know, in case when you know bad shit happens, like the house burning down.
I
just realized this is a terrible safety tip.
Know what my safety tip was when I was younger? I had a radio, and I thought that if I put Christian radio on, monsters couldn't come in the night and kill me. So I listened to Christian radio for like 5 years every night before I went to bed.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then I was like, fuck this. There, I remember one day they were talking about like Harry Potter and how it's the devil, and that your friend is going to hell because he's reading Harry Potter. I was like, fuck this. And they had, like, the Christian Eminem.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. Because I legitimately thought no monsters could come in the night if I listened to Christian radio.
Remember, man, if you're listening to John Q. Public, it will keep away the scary motherfuckers.
Oh, my gosh. Just like, I forgot I used to do that.
This is so stupid. Keep your...
She doesn't want the children, apparently. I don't want the children.
Alucard. Oh, foreshadowing. I'm surprised it took them that quick, that long to figure it out. For a kid who loves Dracula movies and all that shit, Alucard is obviously Count Dracula.
Luca. My name is Luca.
Holy shit.
Dr. Acula.
Dr. Acula.
I listened to a band named Dr. Acula. I forget he was. I forgot that was Dracula. Fuck me! I was listening like, Dr. Acula, that's pretty badass. And then I didn't realize I was Dracula till now. Holy shit. That's pretty badass.
I think I remember this part being really funny. Robotech! My pet monster. He's a monster of a friend. Fucking monsters. That's such a badass looking piece of pajama, man. See, when we were kids, pajamas looked cool. Or at least when I was a kid. I had Flintstones. Look at that Punisher poster he's got.
Looks like Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm getting a hand job tonight, son. Sleep in here.
I was supposed to get head. And you can't peek either.
Yeah, little shit. I don't remember the Punisher looking that cool in the 80s. I always thought it was the 90s where he looked that awesome.
So the mummy just snuck into his closet.
Just for fun.
What the fuck?
I think there's a band called Monster Squad now.
That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Tally Squad is like six. Look at all these fucking tropes are just dropping. Or references. Ate him.
Pinhead.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember. But I think silver bullets are shit. Actually, no. I saw this on FPS Russia. There's a company that sells silver bullets now in, like, every caliber imaginable. It's like $1.50 a shot.
Yeah, they sell them, and they it was like a monster kit, and it came with a stake as well.
Yeah. You know, just in case.
But he bought them in Magnum rounds, I think he did.
Yeah, they were like the big 50 AE rounds. See, that's another thing about the 80s movies like this. You got that really cool empowerment, like kids could make a difference.
And it was very much so like when you grew up, you could do something.
Like... Yeah. Like you could affect the world around you. I can't think of any movies that have really done that in the last 10 years. Outside of Harry Potter stuff. Like, I'm talking like, you know, fun horror movie stuff. Get some crossbows and shit. Fucking dog. Reminds me of like Ernest's dog from Ernest Scared Stupid.
Rimshot.
That's it. I was gonna call him Pee-wee for some reason.
Oh, I love Rimshot, man. Then he gets petrified and Ernest cries and oh my god, I love those films so much.
Do you want to feel really sad?
I know he's dead.
Oh yeah, totally dead.
My dad told me when I was a kid the day he died. He said, "Hey, you know Ernest Scott?" And I was like, "Yeah, he died today." I was like,
"That's an asshole."
And he was driving me to school. He's like, "Have a good day."
Your dad is the ultimate troll.
I know. And then he told me because he's like, yeah, and they're making an Ernest movie right now. And know what that means? It's never going to come out. Because he's dead.
I remember when Pierce used to tell me, oh, yeah, hey, Mike, want to think of something really fucked up? Yeah, Air Bud's dead.
I never cared for Air Bud. I'm glad the fucking Air Bud was dead. I wish he could have died. I wish he died and Ernest was still alive.
Yeah, if I had to trade a life for a life, I'm sorry, Air Bud. I'd rather have Jim Varney.
I think most people would like to say, let's trade Justin Bieber and resurrect Jim Varney.
I can say, okay, if we were to get rid of One Direction, we could resurrect John Candy, John Ritter, John Belushi, and... Johnny Cash.
So, John Direction?
Yeah, John Direction. We'll resurrect all of them.
Okay.
And Jim Varney we get as a bonus for the Biebs. I think we should get two lives for Justin Bieber. I'm just saying.
Well, he's fucked up enough. I think so, man. So, I guess we'll take Jim Varney and...
Bela Lugosi. Let's bring him back.
Okay.
Or Orson Welles.
But like, if we bring him back, they're going to be the same age they died at. So, it's like...
They get to restart their lives from 30.
Oh, that's the rules then.
Yeah,
that means I don't think we'd get a life for a life. Maybe we get two lives for one.
Yeah. Wow, look at fucking fat kid's outfit. He looks like a fat version of Doc Brown, doesn't he, Drebber, when he starts the
outfit? Yeah. Holy shit. He does. And he's coming with the big, Marty, we have to go to the future, Marty.
The Libyans.
Morten sie uns. This is mein friend.
Scary German guy. He looks like a special effect.
Look at this.
And this is a nice reference to the Frankenstein movie.
Very much so.
Which, you know what's really weird about the original Frankenstein? It ends at such a weird place. It just stops. Like, oh, we got the monster. Okay, da-da-da-da-da-da. Like that.
I will put you in the oven. Aww. Oh, wait, I wasn't trying to be like that. I meant, like, I will plump you up and eat you, fat kid.
I think he's from Auschwitz. Isn't he this guy?
Yeah. He has a tattoo. I didn't mean it when I was saying that, but... Because that's when they make the whole rationalization that he had to fight monsters so he can help them fight these monsters.
Mm-hmm. I love that they never give him a name. Scary German guy. That must be, he must have the best IMDb credit ever. You know what would be really cool? You could almost turn this into like a really cool web series. The Monster Squad.
Yeah, and if you would have actually had this foreshadowing, if you notice in the window, his menorah is in the window.
Oh, shit.
If you go back 10 seconds, he has his menorah in the window. It's very subtle, which I like. It's not in your face.
See, I think maybe that's the problem Fred Dekker had with RoboCop 3. And follow me here. It wasn't his property. This is awesome. Night of the Creeps, when you see it, is awesome.
Yeah.
And he... Yo, I can see it now. Yeah,
see? And you know he's German. Look at all this stuff he has there. His big Stein, all these old photos. The set design is phenomenal. This is actually how his house, I guarantee, would have looked. Like, it's so authentic. That menorah is actually blowing my mind now, noticing it this time watching it.
You almost gotta wonder if this was a template for Buffy. Like a bunch of ordinary kids fighting monsters.
Hmm.
Hell, there's some show we've never done on Twig. We've never done a Buffy the Vampire Slayer show. Fucking love that series.
I haven't finished. My sister's finished watching it.
I never got through Angel, but I got... I finished Buffy like once and a half.
I never finished anything Joss Whedon does except...
Firefly I finished.
I haven't finished that. I'm like... on episode 3 or 4. Sounds like my grandpa telling me a story.
Whirlwind. Well, if that's true, then why did it take the virgin chick? What the fuck did she do?
You know what's actually terrifying? If you look at his eyes, like, you see the fear in him speaking, is I almost wonder if, like, that's foreshadowing some of the occult things that German did, and he witnessed some of the aspects of the Nazi regime.
There was a really terrible movie I reviewed years ago. Oddly enough, ties into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Brendan Fraser was in it. Not Brendan Fraser, the mummy guy.
Blast from the past.
Fuck.
I like that movie. So
Nicholas Brendan, that's not Brendan Fraser. And it had Adrian Barbaro. And it was, like, something about the Nazi experiments, too. It was something really weird.
Oh, best line.
Could be a Revenant. Daywalker.
Oh. Fucking this scene.
That's crazy.
That gives me shivers still. I think that's the best scene in this movie. It's such a heavy scene.
And yet, it's all exposition, but it works.
That whole thing of being in his house and stuff, you kind of could have figured it, and then it all makes sense at the end. Okay, I love that. Just a random person walking by. Adds to the real town effect.
Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like Shelburne, doesn't it?
Yeah, with just probably a bit more people.
Mm-hmm. It's just that whole middle America, ordinary, small town sort of thing.
Where you know everybody kind of thing.
I see an arcade machine, and I think that's a Double Dragon machine.
That's actually kind of funny. He spits, and then it cuts to the water, pumping up. This looks so perfect. Almost looks like it's a set. Aiden, cut me in half again! Phoebe's a name that was seen to be popular in the 80s.
Yeah, because you had... Wasn't that the name of the girlfriend from Gremlins?
Probably.
Billy Peltzer's girl?
I was like... Look at those fucking shoes, man.
Holy fuck, it's a Frankenstein.
Oh my god, I can totally see Kane now.
Mm.
Husker the Grouch.
He has got gigantic goddamn hands.
Holy fuck. Being a 5-year-old girl's voice say that.
Don't be chicken shit.
That's phenomenal.
And that's another thing I think you don't get from a lot of movies nowadays, is you don't get that. This is kind of, I would say, genuinely heartwarming.
It is.
Like, it's very real despite the fantastic circumstances. And I have a feeling we'll probably get the criticism when people are saying, oh, you guys just remember movies differently with nostalgia. No, I don't know. I think, honestly, from a film point of view,
I think it's a good film in general. It's, I didn't watch this as a kid. I watched this as a 20-year-old last year.
I saw this when I was, I think I saw it not too long after it came out.
But this would have been a film I could totally have seen me wanting to watch with my mom, like, coming home from, like, kindergarten, or my dad, and being like, hey, let's watch this on an October morning, not Halloween specifically, like, maybe mid-October when you're in the Halloween mood, and, like, family and Disney Channel are playing all those, like, fun Halloween-y movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'd get my Ernest Scared Stupid for the year, or some Beetlejuice.
I remember, I gotta stop saying that.
That you remember?
That I remember. They're, HBO used to have, on Saturdays, they'd show a lot more kiddie stuff, like, in the morning to afternoon.
Yeah, they'd show, like, the,
Do it, do it!
Bogus. They'd show, like, the Wizard of Oz cartoon. Remember that?
I vaguely.
It was, like, based off of Return of Oz.
I can bet you that kit right there is probably worth a fucking fortune. Ow. Hi, Ayla. Why did you scratch me?
I found this always so sad when Frank sees his face. And they always do that.
Hi, cat.
Can you sit down? He looks terrifying, which is why he feels everyone hates him. But
hey, wait till it cuts back. They had a zombie poster from Fulci's Zombie.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. And I get very much an E.T. vibe from this.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah, yeah. Plantation home in middle America.
So, where did Dracula get his license plates?
Like, I want to know, did Dracula just... Why, yes, I want a car.
I'm Transylvanian. I need learner's permit.
Do you have a birth certificate? No, Transylvania, we don't believe in birth certificates.
I want to
see
who
Dracula is. He has a very British voice to him, too.
I want to see who Dracula is. His name is Duncan Rhaegar. He is known for... He's in a... Wow. Well, first off, he is a figure skater, an Olympic boxer.
The fuck?
Oh, wow. He played a shit ton of roles on Star Trek and was Zorro.
Jesus. Quite the repertoire of activities this guy does.
Oh, he was an Air Bud.
Fucking Air Bud. He better not have been in an Ernest movie.
No, sadly enough.
Dude, look at that. Oh, what music, man.
And those, look at that outfit on fucking Sean there. Whoops. There well, goes, let's hope we don't need volume for the
There goes
bit.
The neighborhood. This is why we can't have nice things.
And this Al Borland out.
Vyash! Always love this, is making all the steaks and wood shop.
Fucking birdhouse.
I'm gonna get my belt sander out now and make a fucking steak.
See, look at all those posters.
How much those are worth?
A shit ton. Especially the Godzilla one.
Yeah.
And that's Barbarella, I think it is, on the right there. The Spider-Man one. I think that's a snow speeder there in the bottom.
And then he's got the, his Confederate hat.
Come quick, there are
monsters. I love that, and the army guys come. So funny. I always remember having that giant lined paper as a kid.
I love it whenever Blair brings that stuff home from school. Huge.
Was that a Dredd poster?
I think it might have been. Well, Dredd's been around since, like, 77.
Yeah, but in America, it was never...
It was harder to find. Not impossible, though. Better hope those are pure silver.
Metallurgy class. Actually, this is my friend. We were bored. We were making things like this.
I'd like to know...
Where he got...
Yeah, like...
Well, he got ammo ammo molds.
Yeah, like,
Well, technically, I guess maybe from his dad, because he's a cop, maybe he did make his own ammo sometimes.
It's possible, yeah. Well, I remember in Tremors when they were making their own bullets in the basement. Go get him, Hawkeye.
I love that badass bow. 1 hour photo.
Oh, where he develops the pictures.
Look at those Ray-Bans.
I love how the one guy's trying to get it, and that's his sister's tits.
Ew. Maybe he's trying to get it back so he can destroy it, though.
Fair enough. But I'm fucking Zorro. They also gave the desperate man Jonathan Grease. That's who this guy is.
Is that Uncle Rico?
Yes, it is, yeah. Uncle Rico. Holy shit.
He's also in Terror Vision.
Who was he in Terror? Oh, he was the stupid biker boyfriend or whatever. I forgot we watched Terror Vision. What a weird fucking movie.
Yep. Whores.
Dracula's brides, motherfucker. Just can't believe how young Uncle Rico looks.
Go on, let's throw the football, Napoleon.
Over the mountains, man. Over the mountains. This movie needs Dietrich Bader in it.
Look at the 80s when you could smoke indoors. No one gave a fuck. It's crazy how much society's changed in these years.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly it's changed.
Yeah, like...
People say that could be due with our technological advancements as well and stuff, but...
I think it's the degradation of the social fabric.
I feel a lot of our morals have changed, too, and really...
Mm-hmm.
I liked you could get away with anything in the fucking 80s, and now it's all fucking mothers groups and...
Like I said, you first have to send your kid outside with a helmet and fucking knee pads.
It's basically going back to, look in the 50s with the EC comics and stuff. Like, when they released all these comics, it's like, oh, church groups, like, this is evil, this is evil. Basically, that's what parents are becoming like their kids. Like, a kid could not enjoy this film. I guarantee if a TV station even just played this film now, in its form, that's wicked looking. But so there'd be a lot of phone calls from mothers complaining, and 9 times out of 10, those mothers grew up and watched this film as a kid.
Yeah,
that's what I don't understand.
The parents that are around our age, some I'm sure are fine, but I don't know, man. Like we were talking about this on our topic show a couple of weeks ago, or talk show rather. No respect these days. There's no sense of fear anymore. As Connell, I think the three of us, you, me, Connell, said, this is the end of civilization in some ways.
Like,
yes,
you can't
I'm an alarmist.
Any of this now.
Yeah, and it sucks because this is good. It's a family-ish film that's fun.
And some people are like, oh, these are so inappropriate, these moral things. Like, no, this is what your kids are thinking anyways.
Yeah, this
man.
Is adventure to them.
Look, this guy, oh, I want to palm this pussy. And the other guy's like, all right, let's hang around.
Good for Rudy.
Fucking Twinkies. Woody Harrelson would go after the Twinkie.
I'd say he takes this rather well.
Okay,
The fucking... And that's... I brought this up on other shows, too. Girls in the 80s were just prettier in a different way. It wasn't manufactured Barbie stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at girls in the 90s... Like, you can see it almost through, like, every era. 80s, like... one of the best examples I think of a good-looking, ordinary girl was a woman named Shawnee Smith in the 1986 Blob movie. She's really cute. Or you look at... Breakfast Club. Or yep. Gremlins. And then you go to the 90s, you look at, say, shit like, say, Scream. You start to see, they start to become a little bit more plasticky with, like, Rose McGowan and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, 2000s, you get Mean Girls, etc., etc. I don't know. Those are just three movies I can think off the top of my head. Mm-hmm.
Now you'd go to jail for doing that.
Yep. With the Rhetea Parsons case up here in Canada. Which was quite the conversation we had yesterday.
Yep. On the drive to get ice cream.
See, your dad's a cop, Sean. Go get a sniper rifle. And that's another thing, too. They don't rely on guns in this. I like that, too. Hurry the fuck up.
Fuck.
I don't want to die.
Like, you couldn't say that now in a movie.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy wants you dead, you kids. You kids are going to die tonight if you don't do this. You're dead.
Yeah, I can't think of very many movies where kids die. And it's never, like, horribly shown on screen.
It's like, but there's usually no threat to their immediate lives.
Yeah.
Usually it's a threat to their surroundings, which would, not directly kill them, but they would die. But
yeah.
This is like, he wants to kill you. Personally, you three, he wants dead.
Yeah, like, seriously, they probably, like, stab you in the heart, pull it out sort of thing.
It's funny, I forgot how many horror-ish movies they did make for kids in the 80s and early 90s.
Mm-hmm. And even the slasher films, while they're completely fucking ridiculous...
Yeah.
A kid could walk... A kid, like, I, for example, grew up on Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween. Yeah, they were stupid and goofy. But I don't know, there was a charm to them because they were so bad.
Frankie.
Thump. Pull the plunger.
Doors.
Awesome. Frank as I was taken out by a door.
Doors, some 2x4s, and Jesse Pinkman putting a body in a bathtub.
Bathtub? Bitch! By walking through a door. See, I love how you believe everything this kid says.
Yep.
You buy it, hook, line, and sinker. He's like boy Belmont here. Fucking Wolfman!
Did they ever say his last name? Wouldn't it be crazy if his last name was Belmont?
Kick him in the nuts! Kick him. There's somebody on my Twitter named that Wolfman's Got Nards. And I'll tell you, if I was a face-to-face with a werewolf, the last thing I want to do is close in quicker and kick him in the nuts.
I know.
Like, fuck.
Doesn't Uncle Rico always get kicked in the nuts?
I think so. Hi, Wiley. My kitty's deciding to come up on me. Give me some love.
Ayla's jumping around here.
Hi, baby. Mwah.
Sit down, cat.
No kid now would get that.
Yeah, they're like, what's the Hardy Boys? Fried shrimp, malt, oh my god. This kind of reminds me of the drive-in from Masters of the Universe, where they find the fried chicken. Look at that ridiculous length of that.
I all wish this shit existed, or when I was a kid, or even now. This throwbacky stuff, I love. You can see the tube where the spiders are coming out of. It's awesome.
Are you fighting with Ayla Wiley? You're a good boy. Go get the pirate gold and shit. You know what I just realized? This is Goonies, but with monsters.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, man, Frankenstein's
like
Sloth.
Sloth, yeah.
No wonder I was thinking of Baby Ruth when like he dropped his Twinkie in the water. Just give Baby Ruth. Touch flashing objects.
Gains +1 to vitality, +3 to attack.
Because Dracula couldn't get it with all the Christian symbols around. Such a kid thing to have a piece of pizza.
You just pissed off Dracula. I am a Shakespearean actor.
He Shatnered that garlic burn. I love his obsession with the war, too.
It's a fucking World War II Jeep.
What a European. It's like my grandpa. So, we could go fight these Nazis today, or we could just go have some strudel.
And he's like, okay, guys, this shit isn't real. Yeah, I just fought a vampire and kicked a werewolf in the nuts.
Wow, that Jewish guy must feel alienated. There's no synagogue in this town. There's a church. You could see him upset. There's a church in this town.
Get a cruise in my Jeep.
20 minutes to midnight.
Hit the fucking mummy. It would be awesome if the old guy had a heart attack, wiped out, they're all dead. Love how the dog does it for him. Which, I gotta admit, this is pretty ingenious.
Yeah, you think about
it. I never would have thought of this.
Fred Decker, man.
And wait for it, wait for it. The look on the mummy's face is priceless. Shit. Whoa. See you later. That's awesome.
I should give you a ticket.
Here comes another asshole.
Chicken.
Oh. That's awesome. And I never realized that until just now. The car phased.
I thought they, like, had ectoplasm all over them. Then Dan Aykroyd comes out, scoops it off them.
That would... Man, I remember when I was so happy when they did the Ghostbusters cameo for Casper in 95.
Holy sh... I forgot about that.
But Dan Aykroyd wouldn't shave his mustache.
Oh my god. Is that considered canon?
I don't think so, but if it was, that would be awesome.
Dan Aykroyd wouldn't shave his mustache. I forgot so... I loved that movie as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Love how Dracula's big plan is, you stole my emerald, I will blow up your clubhouse!
Like a boss.
Really? The end of the world's coming? You want to bring about the apocalypse and you decide to blow up their fucking treehouse. That's your fucking plan.
Hey,
oh, how convenient off. How their house is right near the old church.
Oh shit, he dies.
Holy shit, yeah, I never realized that. I think you got cause enough to waste him now.
Yeah, no, you killed an officer.
Don't tase me, bro. See, me and the cop are of the same mind. If it doesn't die in six shots, it's probably not gonna die.
I will have your son.
Woo!
Hole right through the house. Shouldn't he have killed... Didn't he kill his wife?
No.
I always thought that was what happened.
For some reason, I want to say that was, like, a deleted scene or something.
Because, like, where she would have been standing is right where the gunshots went through.
Bill? What's happening? What? Jackie, they just took our son. And blew up the kids.
Rick Moranis is nearby.
I'm glad he just randomly thought of that.
Let's call the kids.
Burger King! My wife, the hipster, just walked in. What's up, you J-Lo-looking motherfucker?
Was this Geely up in this bitch?
The parade was for shizzle. My nizzle.
I'm divorcing you.
Good, then I don't have to deal with your bullshit.
Ah, you love me. Let's go do it. Burger King.
Oh, Burger King be tasty. That was weird.
Yeah, sometimes randomly our DVD will skip.
Oh, that shit, I'm fucking German. What a badass.
I also love that they actually did this. They actually included Dracula's Brides.
It's a very underrated... Drunken munchkin.
That's awesome.
What, this guy's like the young Daryl. I love this kid has no qualms killing something.
Yep, he's like, yep, gonna die, motherfucker. And that's an awesome matte painting.
Fuck shrubs.
I just had a fucking drive-by shooting.
Dad sniped. That was wicked, man.
And randomly, Dad now has dynamite.
What he should have done is kept the bag and thrown him in the bag. Because I don't think he can transform unless he has the room around him to transform. So if you capture him in the bag...
Oh, right. He's right there. He's hurt or something. Should have blown his ass up. Fucking werewolf punch me. There were so many sponsorships in this movie, yep. It's ridiculous. Pepsi, Burger King,
Adidas, pie.
She made you look. Once again, foreshadowed in the beginning of the movie, pushed out a window onto a bomb.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Holy shit. Now he pulls his T-1000 act here.
Dun, 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 dun.
We don't have much time. You're not helping.
Such cool effects.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, how the gore in this kid's film, though.
And nothing happened.
Like, why didn't they just think to get the little girl to read it?
That's what I would have said. Like, come on.
If she's not a virgin, then something's fucked up in this town and we gotta kill the guy.
Yeah, what the fuck? See, now I think he's starting to grow. Where's the third Dracula bride?
That's right, there's two.
Great, now you've just pissed him off. Nah.
Infuriating more movies aren't like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call us to do that.
See, I would love to make a movie like this. Make, like, Monster Squad 2 or something.
Didn't he make, like, 100 bullets?
I saw him make at least two. At least two. You shot Uncle Rico!
Because there's no way in, I guess, these mythos to actually cure...
lycanthropy.
Yeah.
And this is probably my favorite death in the whole movie.
I keep forgetting that the creature was even in this.
Yeah, he was underutilized.
Is she a version?
Snap.
Did you say Hail Hezbollah?
Yes.
What?
I thought he said Hail Hezbollah.
The views and opinions just spoken were those of Blair Dog.
Hey, don't put that on hand. I'm bad hearing.
Isn't it blown through the window?
No, open up the goddamn door, you Wonder Years looking motherfucker. Oh, sure, is that? That's the combat version. Shoot him!
Have a McLobster.
Took him once in the heart.
The creature was such a throwaway character in this movie.
Which sucks, too, because it's like some of the most elaborate makeup here.
It's like...
Such a Terminator moment there. I love it. His power level's over 9,000. Once again, the kid's got some wonderful balls to her. And that's, once again, for a child actress.
And you can see the fear, too. It doesn't seem like she's acting. It seems like this is really happening to her. Fucking guy.
I'd say the one cop who got his arm broken got off pretty easy.
The best is that he hasn't taken his eyes off the child.
See, this Dracula is kind of a badass.
Zach Morris of Dracula's.
Since when does Dracula have a beam weapon?
He upgraded. At the store before the checkpoint.
Now give me the fucking amulet thing.
I was gonna say something so fucking terrible, but I'm glad I didn't.
I don't think it's possible for him to do that and not kill her. Yes, it's a 5-year-old. What the fuck? How you like that, pussy fart? Like how Dracula's the only one who really got kills this entire movie. Oh, and Rudy. So Dracula's beam weapon was for nothing. Scary German guy is okay.
The Gherkin.
Limbo grenade!
At least this makes garbage day easy.
Would have been awesome had they had Ash from Evil Dead come out.
That'd been a wicked sequel if he goes through the portal with him. The monster squad goes to the portal.
And they have to fight them on the other side.
Yeah.
Dead cop just went through.
Fight them on the other side and find a way back.
That would have been fucking cool.
Get Fred Decker on the line.
He's a guy that I'd love to interview about this type of stuff. Like, what
fucking
happened?
Fucking Van Helsing.
That's cool.
Thanks, bud.
I think he gives... Yeah, thumbs up.
Fucking...
You know what else should have went through the portal? Burger King. Another dead cop.
The dog was not spayed nor neutered.
Yep, he's just taking it on his tail.
The tragic monster that is Frankenstein.
There goes the truck.
Oh, that was my favorite picket fence.
Aww.
Frankenstein is the most tragic monster, though.
Mm-hmm. Even in the Frankenstein's movie, he's not a bad guy.
It's society.
Because we always react to what we don't understand.
I think Frankenstein for a monster is one of the best social commentaries on our society.
I like how she gives him scraps. Not gonna lie, it's kind of hard to not... tear up at that on some level.
Yeah, it's some of the feels, man.
Mm-hmm. And that's something you would not get in a movie in 2013 with this subject material.
Not one bit. You'd be like, that fucking monster's gone. We prevail. You don't see emotion in the characters unless their friends die.
And then you get a shitty soundtrack.
With Jay-Z.
Yep.
Hi, buddy.
Look at this. He's got the feels.
Wiley, are you sad Frankenstein's gone?
I
forgot about that, the army guy.
Yeah, and it's the best, they have the letter, too.
And, like, the most stereotypical army guys, like, leading the fucking tank.
General Patton there. Who, we're looking for,
Who's Eugene? Yeah, the guy with the big fucking... I like how you decided to mobilize anyway. Who are you?
That's the greatest part. Mm.
I really think at one time they were going to develop a TV show around this.
Didn't they
or
make
a
cartoon?
Or something. There was Monster Force, but it wasn't related. Look at Scary German guy. Like, yep, fuck it, we're done.
Let's have some pie now.
It's a fucking Monster God rap.
This is terrible.
Oh my god. But one of the greatest 80s movies ever. Fred Dekker captured the 80s.
This film and John Hughes films are like, man.
Yeah.
Did they credit him as Scary German Guy?
We're going to find out. Because they never gave him a name. Michael Faustino.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Leonardo. There we go. That's a German name.
I wonder if that's related to the kid from... What the fuck was it? The kid Eugene's name's Faustino. I wonder if that was any relation to the guy from, what was it? Married with Children.
Hmm.
Nope.
Vampire Bride with Possum. Look at these are great. The Pantry Girls.
Yeah, like I said, there were three of them.
Yep.
So... Rudy killed two of them. Maybe they just... She ran away.
The girl... Look at these. Pete was Jake. The girl in Groundhog Day was a one-named woman. It's like Madonna. Rihanna.
Woman.
Woman.
Best name ever. So...
Oh, not woman. I wish her name was just woman. That'd be hilarious.
So, where do you put this? What are your final thoughts on this, Scott?
I think this is a great film, man. If you're a parent and you have a kid, even like... I'd say maybe like... Even like five, I think is cool. Like... 5 to 8 or something like that, and you want to watch something with them one day after school in October.
Yeah, like, if your kid gets that it's fake, then you can have a lot of fun with this.
I think your kid... And I also think if you have a kid that young and they can just look at their imagination going, it's these films.
Yeah, I mean, this is from a different era, and I really feel confident in saying that now, era of filmmaking.
Well,
because each generation, it changes. Every 10 years, it changes.
And drastically.
Yeah. Like, my final thoughts about this movie, yeah. I firmly believe you can show this to someone probably above, I'll say, 7 years old. And as long as they understand this is fake, and if you can talk to them about it and actually say, hey, here's something fun, here's something that is an adventure I would have grown up with, yeah, I really think you could probably pull that off. I really do.
But I think the main thing is watching with your kids. Because again, if your kid does get a bit scared, which I think is good and sometimes have a kid have some of those, they understand things can scare them. But if you're watching with their kid, I think they'll really enjoy it 10 times more. This is something you're sharing with it. And it's something they'll remember when they're my age, Mike's age. They'll be like, I remember watching with my mom and my dad. And
now, there's a name I want you to pay attention to, Tom Woodruff.
Yes.
You see him do a lot of special effects makeup stuff even today.
Really?
Yep. I think he worked on some Star Trek stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Visual effects in 65mm.
So, yeah, like, watch this with your kids, tell them about it. If you have the 2-disc edition like I have, watch the special features, they are fantastic. A lot of really neat stuff. Fred Dekker, I wish you'd come back to Hollywood, make more movies like this. It's the era of the web, I don't see why we couldn't kickstart Monster Squad 2. If Veronica Mars can do it, I guarantee you there's more Monster Squad fans out there. I promise you that. So that's pretty much going to do it for us here. Our next Fred Dekker commentary will be what I feel to be his finest. I really do. That's Night of the Creeps. So guys, until next time, we have been
your favorite Transylvanian, Scott Lugosi.
And I've been Mike the Birdman Dodson. We're the Monster Squad.